15-Minute Mondays, your kickstart to week high-energy 15-minute episode on the Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Daniel Greg Johnson. Let's get right into it. Hello, everybody. Welcome back on the Success Blueprint. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. Today is 15-Minute Monday time again. Your power-packed dose of actionable strategies for conquering the ever-evolving world of business, leadership, and personal development. I know your time is valuable, so we're going to get straight to the point with impactful insights you can implement immediately as always. Today's topic might surprise you, but I'm diving into the realm of discontent. That nagging feeling of inadequacy that can sometimes feel like a persistent itch you just can't scratch. Now, before you tune out thinking this is a negativity spiral, I want you to hold on. Discontent, when understood correctly, isn't a sign of failure. It's actually a potent fuel for growth. Just think about it for a second. How many times have you achieved a goal, landed the promotion, or closed the big deal, only to be left with a lingering question, is that all there is? How many times do we ask ourselves that? I can tell you from experience with my clients, it's a question that really bothers many people and that always creeps back into our head. This feeling is more common than you might think. And it's not coincidence. It's a fundamental human drive pushing us to constantly evolve and reach for more. Over the next couple of minutes, I'll unpack the science behind discontent, explore how social media amplifies that feeling, and most importantly, equip you with some actionable strategies to turn discontent from a foe into your greatest ally. So I want you to strap in as per usual and discover how to leverage this powerful force to become the best version of yourself, both personally and professionally. The human desire for more, the biology behind discontent. It's very simple. Our experience of discontent has biological basis. The reward system in our brain, heavily influenced by the neurotransmitter dopamine, plays a significant role. When we achieve a goal, we experience a surge of dopamine, triggering feelings of pleasure and of satisfaction. This is a vital mechanism that motivates us to seek rewards and reinforces positive behaviors. However, dopamine is a fleeting neurotransmitter. Dr. Sean Ackerman, a Stanford professor and author of The Happiness Equation, which you surely know, if not, research it, explains this phenomenon. He states that dopamine doesn't tell you how good something is. It just tells you to pay attention to it because it might be important for your survival. In simpler terms, the dopamine hit we get from achieving a goal is meant to be a temporary motivator, propelling us to seek the next challenge. This inherent human desire for more is further evidenced by research published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. The study found that people tend to adapt to positive situations quickly. The initial high from achieving a goal eventually plateaus, and we start looking for the next mountain to climb. This is not a sign of ingratitude. It's a fundamental drive for growth wired into our very biology. And let's not forget the magnifying glass of social media. In today's hyper-connected world, social media adds another layer to the discontent equation. We are constantly bombarded with carefully curated feeds showcasing other people's achievements, vacations, and seemingly perfect lives, the highlight reel. This relentless social comparison can trigger feelings of inadequacy and amplify your discontent. The fear of missing out, FOMO, further exacerbates this issue. We see colleagues getting promoted, friends starting successful businesses, and acquaintances traveling the world, and a nagging question creeps in. Am I doing enough? But I want you to remember, it's crucial that social media is a highlight reel, not a documentary. Most people tend to share their successes and adventures, and rarely portraying the struggles, the failures, and everyday realities that exist behind the filtered photos and carefully crafted captions. That is not reality. But yet, although we know that, so many people still compare themselves. And even if they say, no, I'm not interested, and that's just all BS, they will still walk away and try to be the same, ask themselves, why can I not have that life? But we have to stop this. discontent in actions. Let me share some examples from the trenches. Let's look at some real-world examples how discontent manifests in the lives of high achievers. The executive on the tightrope. Imagine the CEO who finally reaches the coveted C-suite position. They've achieved the pinnacle of their career. Yet a new kind of pressure sets in right now. The fear of losing what they've worked so hard for. That initial satisfaction of reaching the top soon gives way to the relentless pursuit of maintaining that level of success, a constant battle against stagnation and the ever-present threat of disruption. The restless entrepreneur. That's the entrepreneur who celebrates a successful product launch and then finds themselves grappling with a new set of challenges, scaling the business, managing a growing team, and navigating the ever-changing market landscape. The initial excitement of bringing their vision to life is replaced by the need to overcome new obstacles and constantly innovate. So this is the traps. The athlete who never stops. Consider the star athlete who wins the championship but is already analyzing their performance, identifying areas for improvement, and setting their sight on the next competition. The fleeting euphoria of victory is quickly overshadowed by the relentless pursuit of excellence and the drive to push their limits even further. The chasing tail trap, the constant pursuit of the next dopamine hit, can create a cycle of never-ending dissatisfaction. We achieve a goal, experience a temporary high, then immediately set our sights on the next thing, never truly actually appreciating what we've already accomplished. Burnout and exhaustion sets in. The relentless drive for more can lead to burnout, and it does in many instances. We push ourselves constantly, neglecting rest and recovery, eventually leading to physical and emotional depletion. Missed opportunities for joy. Being fixated on the next big thing can blind us to the joys of the present moment. We miss out on savoring the journey and appreciating the milestones we've already achieved. And paralysis by analysis. The fear of not achieving the perfect outcome can lead to procrastination and analysis paralysis. We get stuck in the planning stages, overwhelmed by the constant need for something more. So this is not necessarily a bad thing, wanting something more, wanting something bigger. But it also has to be in moderation. It has to be balanced. It needs rest. It needs reflection. It needs a constant re-evaluation and understanding that we can only push ourselves so hard. So there's never anything wrong with being driven and being motivated and chasing for something new, but it has to be with mindfulness in sight and understanding that we also have to take a break, look at what we've achieved, enjoy that, share it with friends and family, and not always just be on the pursuit for the next big dopamine hit. That's going to lead to something that is a spiral that many people experience, and it's very hard to get out of that once we are trapped in there. So how do we turn discontent into being our ally? Let me share some practical strategies. How do we transform this feeling from a nagging annoyance into a positive force that propels us forward? Well, here I will give you some actionable tips you can implement right away. Reframe discontent as a growth signal. Instead of viewing discontent as a negative emotion, reframe it as a valuable prompt to reevaluate your goals. Are your current goals still aligned with your core values and aspirations? Perhaps it's time to set a new ambitious objective that reignites your passion and reignites the fire within you. Discontent can be a signal that you've outgrown your current goals and are ready to stretch yourself further. And you have to keep that in mind. Celebrate the journey, not just the destination. We often get so fixated on achieving the end goal that we miss the incredible experiences and learnings along the way. Take time to acknowledge your progress, no matter how small. Celebrate milestones along the path and savor the journey of continuous improvement. Building a successful career, a fulfilling life, or a thriving business is a marathon, not a sprint. Recognizing and celebrating your progress throughout the journey fuels your motivation and keeps you engaged in the process. That's what I talk about, present moment awareness and really appreciating what is happening on that road. Embrace continuous learning. I mentioned that so many times in my episodes. Discontent can be a powerful motivator to seek new knowledge and develop new skills. Instead of letting it paralyze you. Use it as an impetus to learn and grow. Take a course in a field that interests you. Read industry publications to stay ahead of the curve, or attend conferences to network with other professionals and gain new perspectives. Investing in your continuous learning ensures you have the tools and knowledge necessary to tackle the challenges that come with growth and navigate the ever-changing landscape of your industry. And today, everything is changing and constantly evolving at a rapid pace. You have to be understanding of that, and you have to implement that into your routines, into your way you reevaluate your life and your goals and your progress, because everything is going at lightning speed. And if you don't stay relevant, that's it. The train is passed and you will not be able to get back onto it. So let's talk beyond the tips, cultivating a growth mindset. These tips are only a starting point. To truly leverage discontent for success, it's essential to cultivate a growth mindset. Stanford psychologist Carol Dweck, in her groundbreaking book, Mindset, The New Psychology of Success, differentiates between a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. You have heard about that. I talk about it a lot. People with a fixed mindset view intelligence and talent as fixed traits. They believe that either you have it or you don't, and there's not much you can do about it. On the other hand, individuals with a growth mindset believe that intelligence and talent can be developed through effort and learning. They see challenges as opportunities to learn and grow, and setbacks as temporary roadblocks on the path to mastery. When faced with discontent, those with a growth mindset view it as a natural consequence of reaching a certain level and a signal to seek new challenges and expand their skill set. But I can tell you, although this is common knowledge, and usually if you are well informed, you know about those two mindsets. And yet, when I have conversations with clients in the coaching sessions, you will find very, very often that when you investigate things that are happening in their life, things that are going wrong or conflicts they have, maybe missed opportunities in their job, in their career development, they will always go back to not understanding the difference between a growth and a fixed mindset. That's why I do so much work on these ground rules, on these basic knowledges that you have to have, understand them so that you can really apply them in daily life. Understanding the difference between those two mindsets and knowing how to apply it in daily life, in business, in your relationships, will give you a competitive advantage over many, many people. So as you can see, discontent is the engine of success. Discontent isn't a monster under the bed. It's a potent force for growth and achievement. By understanding its source and leveraging it strategically, you can harness this feeling to propel yourself towards the full potential that lies within you. I want you to remember, the most successful people are rarely satisfied. They're constantly striving for improvement, setting new goals, and pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Embrace the discontent, use it as your fuel, and watch yourself reach heights that you've never thought were possible. And remember, do it all with balance. If you get trapped in it, if you're just hitting for the next dopamine catch, then that is going to be a spiral that can go downwards very quickly. But if you manage it properly, if you leverage it properly, and if you keep oversight of what is going on and how to make sure that you don't burn out and that you understand that you must not let this become like a drug that you are after, then you definitely on the road for success. So let me remind you one more time, discontent is a natural human response driven by our desire for continuous growth. Social media can exacerbate feelings of inadequacy, but remember, it's a highlight reel, not reality. And reframe discontent as a growth signal. Celebrate your journey and embrace continuous learning to cultivate a growth mindset. If you want to know more about this topic or any other topic, if you want to know more about my coaching, my programs, my methodologies, and how I coach my clients, then you can reach out. If you have feedback, you want to subscribe, you want to leave me a rating or a comment or a suggestion for my podcast for a new episode, feel free to do so. My contact details are in the podcast description. You can also reach out to me on social media, over my webpage or Instagram, and I would be happy to hear from you. Become part of the tribe. We meet at face value. Here's no gurus. There's no one that has all solutions or all answers. All that we do is we come together as like-minded people, from me to you, from you to me, and we try to become better people in life and in business. That's what it's all about. That was the 15-Minute Monday, guys. I hope that you have a fantastic week. I hope you have many, many good things that are coming for you this week, and I hope that you are excited for your Easter weekend. I wish you a great week. Take care. This is Daniel, your host on the Success Blueprint. Take care.